sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, you're tuned into Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning for tradition for 29 years. And join this hour, Mr. Tom Bonner, Solar Safe Pool Covers. This isn't your first rodeo in here, cowboy. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
And you've brought with you legendary broadcaster and weatherman and
all-around good guy.
Up here. Yeah, Mr. Dave Muncy. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody.
Sounds like we're going to have a hard time staying on topic of pool covers. We were talking Cajun food and, Baby Kay and Dr. Rosie from the day, and talking shellfish, and we're talking North Dakota. Y'all had a common tie back there. We're gonna have to stick on topic. Tom, keep us focused here.
Thank you. Well, appreciate the opportunity to be back here again. We make a very particular pool cover that just about every pool owner can find some benefit from. And we'll talk about several of those issues. But the one that most people get the most benefit from are the folks that need pool safety. And just like an awful lot of people here in town, I used to go to bed watching Dave do his broadcast at 9 o'clock at night. And when he retired, I messaged him the next day just to congratulate him and had the brilliant idea of thinking, are you looking for perhaps to represent a company as a spokesperson? And Dave responded back, and I'll let him tell the story about his new ventures.
Well, what we did is we got together after I was messaged by Tom. I gave him a call, and we sat down. And basically what I said to Tom was what I'm looking for is I'm looking for something to continue in water safety. I want to continue that message. I want to continue helping in that field. And that's what I'm looking for anything that I do from this point on. And so we sat down and we took a look at Solar Safe pool covers. We took a look at the advantages that they had. And if you look at the advertising for Solar Safe, you're going to see a big circle, a big pie, and there are several wedges out of that pie. And those wedges all represent the advantages that a Solar Safe pool company has for you. And there are several slices. I think there are probably five slices of that pie. I'm only interested in one of them. I think they're all advantageous. I think they're all really good. But there's one that's red, and that's the safety one. And that's the one to me that's the most important. And because no matter how much water you don't lose, no matter how clean it keeps your pool, no matter any of the other advantages of your swimming pool, if you lose a child in that swimming pool, your child in that swimming pool, everything's over. It doesn't go beyond that point. All of the other stuff is forget it. So that's the most important thing of all, and that is to keep that swimming pool safe. You know, when you go out and you buy a hair blower, they give you a little warning on the hair blower. Don't use this in the shower. I don't know where they came up with that one, but when you buy a swimming pool,
how many hair blowers have you bought in your lifetime?
I bought a few. I bought a few back in the old days. It's like I tell people I had hair when I needed it. But when you buy that hair blower, you get a warning. And when you buy a swimming pool, you don't necessarily get a warning with it. And so that's what we're here to do. We're here to give you that warning with the swimming pool and let you know that there are ways to make that that swimming pool a fun experience, a less expensive experience, but most importantly, a safe experience.
And when you're talking to the safety element of a solar safe pool cover, if there's a safer cover or barrier on the market, it's because there's no pool in the backyard. I mean, you can climb over fence. Fences have doors. Locks can be unlocked. I mean, when a solar safe pool cover is on,
there's no way in.
You got to get a pretty sharp knife and start cutting away.
Yep, got to get a crowbar or something, open it up and get it open. And that's the thing. As you say, almost everything that you use for safety, there's a way around it. But there's not a way around a properly installed solar safe pool cover. There's not a way around it. And so if you're looking for perfect safety, if you're looking for peace of mind, especially for people that leave the state, if you're going to leave the state and you're going to leave an open body of water in your backyard, cover it.
And from the safety aspect of it, the strength, what happens if somebody steps on this pool cover? If you've ever seen Mel Gibson, he shoots that guy in the pool, and the pool cover is what kills him, not the bullet wound.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
You're not going to fall through this cover.
I know the scene. And, well, if you look at the advertising and the advertising that we have right now, we have a picture of myself and three children standing on the cover. And that was a snapshot that we picked for that day. There were about 12 of us out on the cover at the time. There were myself and about 10 kids out on that cover at the time. When they took the shot, in the shot, all you see is three or four of the kids. But there were several of us on the cover. And we're also going, Tom and I have been talking, we've kind of been brainstorming on things to come up with and ideas to show. We're gonna put some pretty heavy people on one of those covers, probably holding me like a baby. And we'll see how that works out. But we're going to find some pretty heavy people to put on that cover and show how much weight it can take.
I don't know how much he's lost, but I'm thinking Charles Barkley.
So just to put a definition to
this. I know
he's
gone to a weight loss program, but he's a big guy. I mean, he used to come down to Baby K's, and that guy can eat a pile of crawfish.
Yeah, he comes and goes on his weight. He's up and down.
At close to 7 feet tall, you're just going to weigh a lot, no matter how lean you are. I think Charles Barkley holding Dave above his head. That's what I'm visioning, Tom.
Well, if you can arrange the phone call to Charles, I'll certainly talk to him, and I'm sure Dave's up for it. Our covers are ASTM approved as a safety cover, which means they have to withstand 485 pounds, which is basically two adults and one child. But as you can tell from the pictures that we have on the website and the video we shot with Dave, your entire block could be on the cover, basically, because it's like walking on a waterbed. You have to have water in the pool for our cover to work. So all it's going to do is dissipate the water as you're stepping on it. But if you go to the website, you'll see somebody walking on water. I'm not sure the last time when you saw that, but Dave's a pretty special guy.
Is there a halo over it, too?
We haven't photoshopped that one yet. Yeah, that's coming up.
So, that's coming up. With the water in it, that makes going outside the safety benefit, that goes back into the usability. You don't have to drain it, so you don't have to get a permit. I don't know if, most people don't know to drain your pool, you need to get a permit. That water has to be accounted for. Then you've got the expense of refilling it if you're ever going to use it. And a drained pool, pool's designed to hold water, and without water in it, it starts to deteriorate in its capability and water usage. So the pool stays full of water. The cover goes on it. It prevents evaporation. You have turned the pump almost. Did you turn it completely off in one of your tests?
Yeah. So when you look at the potpourri of people that have pools, pools have a life cycle. In the beginning, people love them. And after 10 or 15 years, they start to go.
When the kids are gone.
Yeah, they start to go the other way. And so we.
The 50,000th time you've had to go brush it after a monsoon.
So we kind of developed the concept of hibernating the pool. And you can hibernate it, meaning you can turn the pump off and you don't need chemicals. It always has to have water in it. You can shut off for the entire winter. So right now when they've stopped swimming, they literally can shut the pool off. And as long as the water's properly balanced, then it will make it through to the next spring or summer, and you can fire it back up. Or we have the people that long-term hibernate. And if you go to the website, you'll see a pool that actually that video was shot after the cover had been on for 8 years. And that was just a couple days before the first time I came to see you 2 years ago to be on my first in-studio appearance. But that pool, since at 10 years, we took the cover off and we refinished it. And that actually happened to be my parents' pool. But yeah, you can shut it off literally forever. So the snowbird that goes out of town in the summer, it's okay to leave the house, but you can't leave the pool. So we can save people a couple thousand dollars a year in maintenance costs, particularly if you have a pool service guy. And if you don't need the pool anymore, this is by far the cheapest way, and you don't have to bury it, and you don't have to tell your title company that there's a buried pool in the backyard, so you can just hibernate it.
And that does, for the people with young kids that are in the market looking for a home with a pool, it obviously you have that value for that buyer at the time you're ready to sell, but it's cost you nothing to maintain. And because it's so thick, the light doesn't get through, which keeps it, you know, if it was a clear one, you would get a lot of algae growth in it and
correct.
A lot of, you know, everything that grows out of water, which is everything in life. With that darkness, it doesn't, that light can't get in. And it doesn't, I mean, that one you pulled off after 8 years, it took you 2 weeks to get it back to swimming condition. And that was gradual.
It basically was ready to go. All we had to do was fire it up and put chemicals in it. The plaster gets dingy, the little bit of dust that can get underneath the edge, because we come up on the deck about a foot and we lock it down. But, you know, in a good monsoon blow, you can get a little dust that can get under there. So that will settle on the plaster. So you could do a simple acid wash at the end of, you know, your 5 or 10 year time frame. And then you can fire the pool right back up, put in fresh water, and you're ready to go again.
How long can I expect a cover to last?
We have an 8 year warranty on them. It really depends on how well you treat it. We recommend that people clean and condition it a couple times a year. You'll get anywhere from 6 to 9 or 10 years.
Do you offer that, a cleaning service,
yes,
as part of it?
Yes, we offer either the chemicals. You can, you know, our customers know they can call us up and we can ship them the chemicals. Or if they don't want to provide the elbow grease, we have a gentleman that's what he does full time, is just goes out and cleans covers.
Does he do it while it's in place, or do you have to disconnect it, move it to the flat ground?
We do it in place. We've got it pretty much down to a science.
That's pretty neat. And can I, with technology, with Google Earth, can I, you know, send you my home address and you can look at the pool and be like, you need this?
Yeah. We can't tell sometimes textures, like if there's a step up every 6 inches or something. You can't see that from Google. But we certainly, every time we look, we can tell the length and width. We can come up with a ballpark pricing. Our covers run $5.50 to $6 a square foot installed. And generally, we get them installed in one day with a crew.
I know there's a huge market for people that you could just cut and ship this to outside of the state.
Well, the challenge is getting them to use the hammer drill to put the anchors in their deck. We've sold not even a handful of covers to people that said they could do the work. But the beauty of what we do is we actually cut it and sew it on the job site, so it fits like a glove. Anything we would do off of a template is not going to quite fit the way it is with the way we do it with the infield installation.
Still get the product would work. It's the install that you can't quality control from
correct
being across state lines.
Correct.